So those are three policies I think businesses might want to consider adding to an existing handbook.
The Small Business Rundown is the official podcast of the National Federation of Independent Business, the member-driven voice of small business. NFIB and our members advocate to keep America's small businesses strong and independent in Washington, D.C., all 50 states, and the nation's courts.
Welcome to the Small Business Rundown, a biweekly podcast with information on independent businesses' victories and challenges in Washington, D.C. and state capitals. I'm Adam Temple, NFIB Senior Vice President of Advocacy. NFIB has a legal guide series, and one of the most popular guides is the Guide to the Employee Handbook. An employee handbook provides clearly established policies and rules for your business. Joining me to provide tips for creating the best employee handbook for your small business is NFIB's Small Business Legal Center Executive Director, Elizabeth Melito. Beth, thanks again for coming back to us to talk about the topic of employee handbooks.
Thanks, Adam, for having me back today.
So, Beth, can you start by telling us about why you created this model employee handbook guide?
Sure. So our guide series, which I want to point out, is available on our website. So nfib.com/legal is where you can go to find all of our guides, including the Model Employee Handbook Guide, was created because small businesses, at least NFIB members, you know, rarely have a dedicated human resource person or an in-house counsel. So we thought this would be a great resource for our members to have this template, and it is available in Word version too. So the whole intent is this is geared towards small businesses. They can download the Word version and tailor it specifically for their business.
A handbook, though, why is it important for a small business to have one? And is it something that needs to be provided to the employees?
So it's important because it does two things. One, it shares with new employees and existing employees, too, the company's culture, the vision, the mission. And it also gets everybody in the company on the same page as far as what the policies are, the workplace rules. And it alleviates any disputes or disagreements over what a policy is and whether or not the employee has followed it.
And is NFIB's guide free to the public, or is that only available to our members?
It is available free to the public.
All right.
Yep.
What are some of the policies that a small business owner should include?
So I would say, first and foremost, the business should include a little bit of history about the business itself, sort of the founding, who the executives are in the business, so you're sharing the culture, if you will, with the employees. Second, you want to make sure you have an employment at will statement. So everybody knows that this is, you know, there's not an employee contract here. This is not permanent employment. It's employment at will. And that means that either the employee or the employer can end the relationship at any time. So you can terminate employment at any time for any reason. So that's very important. And then I would say third is it's important to include a non-discrimination and no harassment policy, that EEO, Equal Employment Opportunity Policy, and no harassment policy. So I would say those are the top three things.
Yeah, that makes sense. And for those that are looking at 2024, adding things more recently, are there things that owners with that already might have a handbook should consider adding to the to what they've got?
Great question. So I would say a hybrid or telework policy is something that businesses might want to consider if they have employees that are not in person, and also social media and privacy, too, related to that, a privacy policy. So those are three policies I think businesses might want to consider adding to an existing handbook.
Okay. And what are common mistakes and pitfalls legally or otherwise that small business owners should be aware of when they're creating their handbook?
So I would say common mistake is just downloading something from the web or the internet and not tailoring
Unless it's from NFIB.com, right?
Well, ours is intended to be great point, Adam. Ours is intended to be tailored too. That's why we offer it in Word version. Please don't just download the NFIB template and, you know, stick your company logo on the cover and print it out and hand it out to employees. Please, no. You want to make sure it's tailored to your business. So first and foremost, the mistake is, just downloading something from the internet and handing it out to employees and saying, this is it, because you might be putting a policy in there that you don't necessarily want to follow, like, you know, family leave policy, which maybe you don't offer in your business, or health insurance or that sort of thing there too. So I would say that's kind of the biggest the biggest pitfall with just taking something off the internet.
As small business owners start the process of creating or updating their handbook, what are a few good strategies to consider, Beth?
Less is more, and simpler is better. And then the other thing I would say is make it readable. So, you know, keep out legalese if you can. You want your employees to understand it, because if they don't understand it, if managers don't understand it, the policies are not going to be followed.
Beth, before we go, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would say that one good practice is to have outside legal review.
Okay.
An attorney licensed in your state, that's always a good practice. Not essential, but that's always a good practice. And then the other thing, too, is don't forget to update your handbook, too. So, for instance, you asked earlier, too, about, you know, new policies for 2024. Another one that some businesses might want to consider, depending on their industry and what it is they do, is to consider, you know, an artificial intelligence, an AI ChatGPT policy, if they're concerned about employees, you know, using those resources now. So, again, updating the handbook is very important.
Beth, you've mentioned several times that folks should update their employee handbook. How often should they do that?
Great question. The gold standard is every year. I know that's not always realistic, but every year would be good. And then the other thing, too, is there may be a policy you need to insert mid-year, and that's fine. You can do a standalone policy, too. Just make sure with your handbook and with any other policy, too, you get an acknowledgement from employees, okay. And that can be electronic.
Beth, I appreciate you taking the time to join us today. And those links that you mentioned for the free on-demand webinar and how to contact the Small Business Legal Center will be in the show notes. Also, be sure to check the show notes for the link to our guide to the employee handbook. Anything else, Beth?
I would just say, in addition to checking out our free guide, the listeners can also take a look at the webinar we had on March 6th on employee handbooks, too. There were a lot of great questions from participants, so I think that might be helpful, too.
That was good. So I appreciate the time, Beth. And those links for the free on-demand webinar and how to contact the Small Business Legal Center, they'll be in our show notes. Be sure to check out the show notes, too, for the link to our guide to the employee handbook that Beth talked about. Our next episode premieres on March 21st, and we'll be discussing the State of the Union address from the president. If there's any question you'd like us to answer, always feel free to send us an email at podcast@nfib.org. We always look forward to hearing from you. And now I want to thank you, the listeners, for joining us on today's Small Business Rundown. We'll be back every 2 weeks bringing you news and analysis from Washington, D.C. and state capitals so that you, whether you're a business owner or a supporter of one, can continue to blaze a trail.
The Small Business Rundown is brought to you by NFIB, the voice of small business. You can find us at nfib.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.